Okay, so we got a picture of the kit you took here, Owen. Looks like you're having like a pretty serious organisation there. Like everything spread on the ground, the classic kind of setting off picture. Is that? Are you just getting started there?
Yeah, pretty much. This, I guess, this is quite a different kind of strategy to packing like that I'm kind of used to, really, because the reason, you know, part of the advantage of being in a group of three on a trip like this is that you don't need to take three first aid kits or three sets of tools or three pumps. Sure. So one of the advantages of being in a group, you know, is that you can split the kit between you. So we only took one bike pump, one tool, and one first aid kit, and it meant that we could kind of distribute that weight between the three of us. So we spent quite a bit of time at the start of the trip making sure that each one of us had a fair amount of kit. And as you can see at the base of the picture, kind of right by my feet, is one of the bike packing bags we took. So it's kind of it's an Alp kit bag, which it's got like a roll top at each end.
That's so the handlebars, is it? That's a handlebar bag.
Yeah, so that's the handlebar bag. We also had a saddle bag. We didn't actually... You can spend a lot of money on bike packing kit, and I'm sure it's worth it, but these bags were great. They were super cheap. They were kind of fully waterproof. I mean, we still waterproof our stuff with dry bags inside them, but they were like, you know, 15, 20 pounds, which is about $15, $20. And they were perfect for the trip.
Awesome. And I can just see in the top right hand of the screen, I can see what looks probably like a third of a frame bag on someone's bike. I mean, those are pretty... So you're saying you had the handlebar bag, you had the seat post bag, you said?
Yeah.
And I know you've done lots of cycle touring before, but it seems like you must have had to make some compromises about what you were taking. How did you take to that?
Massively. I mean...
As in, that was good. You enjoyed the challenge of...
Yeah, the challenge of trying to like pack it all in. We kind of went bare minimum. We had like, I think, two pairs of like underwear each. We had, we had a set of clothes which were for wearing dry, and they included sort of the underlayers, so like long johns and kind of thermal layers. And then the rest of the kit was just basically technical gear, so shorts, t-shirt, and that was what was going to stay wet and smelly for the 5 days. So we just decided we were just going to rough it for 5 days.
We would call them pants, but that means trousers in America. No spare undergarments. I don't know what they call that, right? But you know what I mean, right? None of that.
No, we just had... I think I took one... I had a spare pair of like padded undershorts just to keep my ass in check, but other than that, no, we didn't sort of take spare clothes for every day on the trip.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, we had a handlebar bag, we had a saddle bag, and then just a backpack which had small stuff in it.
Excellent. Cool.
Yeah,
I'm gonna save that out.
Yeah.